This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Tuesday, March 21st is Village Election Day throughout New York. Daniel Zuckerman has a rundown of the Greene County races in the Daily Mail. All races but one in Athens, Catskill, Coxsackie, and Tannersville are contested. In Athens, two candidates are vying for mayor. Village trustee Peter Alberti is running on the Republican and United front lines, and political newcomer Catherine Sensor is the Democrat and Athens First candidate. Incumbent Mayor Chris Pfister, a Democrat, has chosen not to run for re-election. Four candidates are competing for two vacant seats on the Village board. Both seats carry two-year terms. Republican and United Front candidates are incumbent Maria Butler and Sharon Spinner. Stefan Bratisic and Amy Sirago-Goldberg are running on the Democrat and Athens First lines. In Catskill, two candidates are vying for one open seat on the Catskill Village Board. Political newcomer Peter Grass III is the candidate on the Republican and Village Visions lines. Former Village trustee Joseph Kozlowski is running on the Democrat, Working Families, and Independence lines. The seat carries a three-year term. Two candidates are competing for Village Mayor in Coxsackie. Incumbent Mark Evans is seeking re-election on the Republican line. Evans has served for four terms since 2009. Sal Bevilacqua is hoping to prevent a fifth Evans term. He is running on the Libertarian line. In that trustee race, four candidates are competing for two open spots on the Village board. Donald Doust and Wayne Parks are the candidates on the Democrat and United Party lines. Current Deputy Mayor Stephen Hance and Deidre Meyer are the Republican candidates in that race. Tannersville incumbent Mayor Lee McGunigal is running unopposed on the Democrat line. This will be his 11th term. Three candidates are competing for two-year seats on the Village board. Gina Guarino is running on the Republican Party line. David Cashman is running on the Democrat and Republican lines. And Gregory Lander's name will appear on the Democrat and Watchful Eye Party lines. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Register Star races in Valencia and Kinderhook are uncontested. In Valencia, Diane Argyle is seeking her third term as mayor. She is enrolled as a Democrat, but running as, quote, a nonpartisan citizen. Larry Alebi is running unopposed for the Village Board after being appointed to the seat in January. Frank Bevins is also running unopposed for his 23rd term on the Valencia Village Board. In Kinderhook, Dale Leiser is running unopposed for Village Board, a seat he has held since 2003. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Register Star all three races in Philmont are uncontested, with incumbents Mayor Clarence Skip Speed and trustees Douglas Cropper and Larry Ostrander seeking re-election. Speed and Ostrander are running on the Republican line. Cropper is running on the Village Party line. The story is similar in Chatham, Allen writes, with incumbent Mayor Tim Curran and trustees Jay Ripple and Mike Wallowitz seeking re-election unopposed. All three are running on the Village Party line. Incumbent Village Justice Daniel Brackett is seeking re-election to a four-year term and running unopposed. Polls are open from noon until 9 p.m. at most locations. The County Board of Elections does not conduct village elections. For more information, contact the village directly. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Register Star moviegoers lined up at Fairview Plaza Cinema 3 to see the theater's final movie screening Sunday, March 19th. The movie shown was the 1971 Peter Bogdanovich drama, The Last Picture Show. Theater owner Bruce Mitchinson has been in the movie theater business for 47 years. He says he will miss his loyal customers, his employees, and the business, but running only one digital screen rather than three against the competition was not feasible anymore. Quote, they're all sad to see this happen, and I am too, Mitchinson said. Quote, I went probably 2 or 3 years longer than I should have. I just love the business, end quote. Bettina Stutzman of Philmont attended the screening Sunday night. Quote, I'm heartbroken, Stutzman said. This was my favorite movie theater growing up. Read the full story in the Register Star. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.